And good Thursday morning, live from our KGGF Historic Studios in downtown Coffeyville. I'm Sam Speck. Glad you're with us as we find ourselves about 16, 17 minutes shy of the 8 o'clock hour. We're joined here in studio by Kenny A. Duddle. Kenny, good morning. Glad to have you back here in studio.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Oh, absolutely. As Kenny, we've done this before. You and I have talked about your guys' plays that you put on here for the community as well, and it sounds like we got another one tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow night. It is Our Town by Thornton Wilder. It will be tomorrow night, Friday, June 7th at 7 o'clock p.m. in the First Presbyterian Church Sanctuary up the street at 402 West 8th.
Good deal, good deal. Well, there's all those nitty-gritty details. Tell me a little bit about more of the play itself. I know you've kind of been involved in the rehearsals. In fact, you've got one tonight.
Yes. As,
tell me a little bit more about the play itself. What is Our Town and what can we expect?
It is a classic American play about life in a New England town around 1900. It has three acts: life, love, and eternity. And I think everybody around the world, of every age, of every race, can relate to it and see themselves in it.
Yeah, very cool, very cool. Okay, so tell me a little bit about the style of it, because you had mentioned to me a little bit off the air as well. It's not going to be kind of your full production that you
not
would expect.
Not this time.
But
I've done several productions of this time it's going to be a reading, and I am staging it around the chancel of the Presbyterian Church with the chairs, which are used in every production. And I've got a cast of about 20 people, and I'm very much looking forward to it.
Well, there you go. You mentioned the cast kind of about 20 people. So, you know, if you've got names, then great. But either way, tell me kind of about the main characters and what they will be doing throughout the story as well.
Well, the character called the stage manager is a narrator, an onlooker, and commentator on daily life. He will be played by John Isaacs of our church. And then the boy and girl, George and Emily, who live next door, fall in love, grow up together, and get married. And they are played by Freddie Gomez and Melody Harrell.
Very cool. Okay, so I'm kind of mapping it out now. I'm kind of seeing where this, how this play is. Like you had mentioned, it kind of seems like, you know, whatever age, wherever, whatever generation, kind of something that you can look at and relate to.
I've seen many professional and amateur productions. I saw it with Henry Fonda many years ago. I saw it with Paul Newman on Broadway. Many of the great actors have done this play.
Yeah, it's a good one. So, Kenny, let's talk a little bit more about, I mean, we've had these conversations before, but I think the last time was a couple of months at this point. Really, what drives you to put these things on? I know you just love the whole experience of it all,
yes.
But what drives you to put them on for the community?
Yes, I love theater. I love live performance. I've got dozens and dozens of scripts at home I would like to do of all types. And I have loved this play since I read it on an airplane trip in 1965.
Huh.
And I had no intention of directing any play at that time. But I started in 86 at the Fall Hall, and I said, I'll do this one play. Well, I got hooked, and I've done 50 plays.
Yeah, look at where it went now. Went down the rabbit hole with that. And it's crazy to know, you know, sometimes you see an idea or you pass by an idea or like this, a script, and you have no idea of its value until, you know, later on in life you
right.
Pull it back.
True in this case.
Yeah, it's a great story. So tell me about, let's get some people involved here. You said it was at the First Presbyterian Sanctuary. You gave us an address. Give me that address one more time, and then where do you want people to enter? Are there tickets that they need to get? Or kind of explain that whole process.
Well, the address is 402 West 8th or 8th and Willow, and the admission is free to everybody. no tickets involved.
How about that? You got to love that. You know, a little bit of Friday night.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Price is right. A little bit of Friday night entertainment. So you had mentioned about
that. Oh, may I say one more thing?
Absolutely.
This is my gift to the city's anniversary and reawakening.
There you go.
The best gift I can give. Live performance.
Well, Kenny, we do appreciate all the effort that you put into it. I know you haven't been 100% recently, but at the same time, you're still, you know, pushing through, working hard, making sure the production's...
I will see this through tomorrow night.
There you go. And a nice rehearsal tonight. So any final notes that you have for our listeners about the play? Again, it's Our Town. It's a play reading that is happening tomorrow. Any final notes that you wanted to give out? I do appreciate the shout as well. They did a great job on Saturday with that 150th celebration. Kenny, did you get out there at all, or were you a little busy?
No, I wasn't able to. Yeah. I've been kind of under the weather.
Yeah, that's what you were saying. So, unfortunately, couldn't get out for that. But we do appreciate you giving it back and here at the station as well as around the community. So, Kenny, any final notes about the play tomorrow night?
It is one of the greatest American plays. It's every generation should see it. And I encourage everybody to come and see this performance.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time again tomorrow night, 7 p.m., correct?
Mm-hmm.
7 p.m., that's it. First Presbyterian Sanctuary just down the road here on 8th Street. It is Our Town. You can't miss out on that play reading. Kenny, thanks so much, and we'll do this again when you got another play for us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.